Hello, hello. How are you guys? Beth Martin's here. Yay, Chance is in the house from Innerverse Podcast. We've been doing some great shows lately. If you hadn't caught those, definitely go back. And how Orange Man told his subfans to get their Warp Speed Mega Stab. I'm kind of behind on Orange Man. Oh my God. The shit couldn't be flying higher speed right now. And wow. From a lot of different angles. Hello, David Harbour. Nice to see you. You thought that was pretty hilarious. Tell us more, Chance, if you'd like. And feel free to, I could even get you to jump on and talk about it if you want. But so much hopium going around. Let me see if I can get Rockfin going. If anyone wants to be on Rockfin, I will post the link here. And let's see if it's actually working. Can you guys hear me okay? The Q hopium addicts have got to be scrambling to explain why Trump told everyone to get their cooties shots. Yeah, I know. Are we not tired of it yet? Are we not tired of... Here, let me just get this camera in front of me. Tired of being told that things are being handled and tired of being outright lied to and confused and told, oh, this won't be happening and... Now it's happening, and oh my gosh, so much, you guys. So hopium is a terrible addiction. It's, I was going to share this link. And here we go for Rockfin. There you go. Hello, Yevletislav Brick. I can't pronounce your name, sorry. I got a cat that is demanding my attention here. Maybe you guys can relate. Cats, I think, are part of the agenda, by the way. So there's the Rockfin link if you prefer to jump onto an uncensored platform. Let me see if I can turn. Oh, the lights went on. Excellent. Great. I can see now. Very good. Yeah, so they saw us coming, you guys, right? The mainstream media created something for everyone that drank the Kool-Aid. Oops. Yes, so the people who drank the Kool-Aid were covered by mainstream media, mainstream politicians, all of that kind of stuff, right? So they're handled. They're basically in a trance. They're probably not going to come back from it. But a lot of people are getting confronted right now because they're going to lose their job over this, right? I have a very special friend and colleague who the other day, I don't know if I'm going to get all these details right, but and this isn't the hopium thing, but they next thing you know, someone was diagnosed positive in their office, and everybody without the double jab was getting sent home for 10 days to quarantine. And so my buddy looks around and goes, oh my gosh, you just revealed everybody's personal health information by doing this, because they only sent home the ones without the medical intervention. And so he took them to task and in the end managed to get things turned around in a really amazing way. I won't share any more details just for privacy's sake. But it is time to stand up. It is time to speak out. It's time to ask all of those hard questions. And it is time to look with a very critical eye on those people who are telling us that things are getting managed out there, especially in the world of law. So you can pretty much guarantee that any lawyer out there, any lawyer, whether they seem to be the hero of the day or they've been, you know, sending 150-page documents to the prime minister, anything that's going to go to court is going to take 10 years to lose. And that's usually how it works. See you in 10 years. Not to mention any lawyer is married to the devil called the Bar Association, right? This is something that cannot be undone unless they've actually renounced their association. By the way, they are not licensed. There's no such thing as a licensed lawyer, which is very fascinating. It really is just their Bar Association. If you ask them for a license, they're not going to be able to provide that. All they can provide is their association. And that association demands compliance with some basics, right? Those lawyers, they don't work for you. They work for prosecutors. They work for judges. They work for court systems. They work for their bar association, but they never will work for you. So this is something that you want to just keep in mind. And, you know, there's been no shortage of reports that, oh, you know, this case is being won. There was a video the other day that the headline said court cases are being won, and it was with Reiner Fulmich, right? Another lawyer. Here we go. And you go through it. All it was his speech at the London rally, and he just intimated that court cases were happening, but he didn't say, first of all, any details about any wins, right? But the headline makes you believe that there are big wins happening. They are not. I want you guys to know. And thank you, Lisa. I appreciate your comment very much. Hello, many meet. Hopium, haha, clever and sad. Yeah, I didn't coin that, by the way, so go ahead and use it and steal it if you like. People love it. Hello, unrealistic Cliff Burton. Nice to see you. And Jeffrey Lane is in the house. He says, hope is the light that lifts us out of the darkness, but people have to use discernment when it comes to following people promoting hope. Yeah, and let's cut right to the chase here about this hope thing, that you want to not put your hope in any man, any person. Don't put hope in me. Don't put hope in lawyers. Don't put hope in even those that claim to be doing this work out there for you. I have met people now who they find out that I've been studying the law and looking into this and, you know, finding out how to actually take action, which is, you know, we're going to be letting you know about some stuff. This is not hopium at all, but I'll be able to share more in probably a couple of weeks about what we're up to. Where should you put hope? It's the same thing as trust. It's the same thing as faith. Where should you put that hope, that trust, that faith? In God and in your guidance from God, right? Because that's the big crime about hopium, is that it's going to make you think that somebody else is doing the work, right? So when people hear I'm into law, they're like, oh, great, Beth is doing it. Somebody's doing that. Somebody's handling it. I can just go on with my life and business as usual. And you can't. It's just not like that. They're coming for the children. They're going to eat the children. School is about to start. It's not good, right? So for the first time in my life, I'm actually getting involved, and I'm going to speak at a school trustee meeting. You know, I got to get past my hate and resistance for that. I don't put any hope on it, but what the promise is there is that more parents can hear us and see that people are taking action and that they can take action too, right? Don't put your hope in anything outside of yourself. You need to take action. And, so for those people that have not yet looked into law, I know it sounds freaky. It sounds like maybe that's just not your passion. Wasn't my passion either, but the truth is my passion. Freedom is my passion. And this is something that I don't think we can look past anymore. And we've made it easy. Matt Beller and myself, we created the whole Choose Freedom Law Summit, where you can go and get a leg up. You can get your bearings. You can find out who you are and who you aren't. And I'm doing promises to be an amazing interview on Wednesday, by the way. So here's the link for the Choose Freedom Law Summit. If you haven't yet done it, signed up, it is by donation. And if you can't afford the donation, we're not trying to keep this out of the hands of anybody. So just message me. I wouldn't put a note in the chat here. That won't help me, but you can email me beth@bethmartins.com and I'll share a link with you so you can jump on and educate yourself without making the donation. So hello, Rex George, nice to see you. Yeah, don't let hope become an excuse for non-action. This is the thing, exactly. Hey, I'm sorry for this background noise. Is it really loud? I got construction outside of my window. It's like a war zone out there. Putting hope in a person... Let's see. Putting hope in a person, Crazy Fox says, is to give away your own internal power and intuition. Boom, right? Boom. It's never stopped being the case that we have to think and act for ourselves. That's never going to stop being the case. Otherwise, other people are thinking and acting for you. That's how we got into this trouble in the first place. We have to take it on ourselves. You have to take immense responsibility to do that. You have to get past your fears to do that, right? You have to get past your resistance. And it's not an easy job. I know I've faced incredible amounts of it. You know, the pain is coming pretty high speed, but I'm very lucky I've got the tools to deal with it. You know, honestly, last night I had no idea how I was ever going to get to sleep. Some very big stuff coming up for me. And in a matter of, I don't know, 7 or 8 minutes, I was able to handle it, deal with it, and go to sleep and have a restful, peaceful night. So these things are possible. I teach these things. I coach people to not only learn how to do it from themselves, but also to help others do it in the upcoming Journey Code Coaching Certification Program. So there's a link below if you'd like to find out how you can, in a professional context, help others with their resistance, their fear, their things that they know they should do but are not doing. And the CDC ruling ruins it for you today. Yeah, the CDC ruling, I didn't catch it, David, so let me know what that ruling is. How does the CDC rule anything? They are not a court system. Ruling? That doesn't make sense to me. Not that you didn't make sense, but of course they continue to not make sense. And walking around in public, there's no hope, Jason. Yeah, so I know being in public really makes you feel hopeless. It's insane, and it's by design to make you feel like that. So, you know, you don't really need hope. You need action. You need inspiration. You need energy. You need support from other people so that when you get down, somebody's going to say like, hey, are you okay? Let's get up and run again. I'm very, very fortunate to have some people in my life like that right now. Huge shout out to them. You know who you are, because wow, we are not going to do this. You know, we can't do this alone, and yet we have to do it for ourselves, right? It's a paradox. You can't get past that, what you have to do. So this is a little bit of a rant and pep talk. And you know, if you're losing your energy, find out exactly where you're losing your energy. What is holding you back? What's stopping you from having actual clarity? When you don't need hope, you're just going to take action, and then you have that feeling of hopefulness. Speaking of hopefulness, last night I was listening to Lena Poo, who is a frequent guest on Crow 777. She's amazing, and especially to hear her most recent. They are having what appear to be a lot of wins with their notices, and it's very much in alignment with an approach that I am myself taking, that we're taking. So I'm going to be hosting her. I haven't got a confirmation of the exact time for the interview, but it might be as soon as Friday. So check in about Friday. And you're considering standing with a sign. Yeah, sign like in a rally or something, Cinch Man. You know, signs are good. You're looking for signs from God. But, you know, are the signs working? They're demonstrating in absolute masses in Europe. Are they winning in those numbers? Then that would be great if they are. You meant the Drug Association approving the vaccine. Now, is that true? Because I read the headline that they were going to FDA approve it. And then when I read the article, they said that the actual date of approval might slide, literally, quote unquote, slide. Who talks like that, right? Why are they preparing us that the actual FDA approval might slide? Is because they can't get it. They can't have it. There's no basis for it. So I hope I'm wrong on that, but you got to actually read these articles, the bloody headlines. It's headline wars. Where the headline doesn't actually have anything to do with the content of the article. Chance had a dream last night where you got God to kick a demon out of somebody. Beautiful. That's amazing. And actually, that's what you want to do. So don't go to war with Caesar. Don't go to war with demons at any level. You can't do that. All you're doing is giving the warmongers all of your energy. But what you can do is exactly what Chance is saying. You can petition God to go to war for you. God, could you please handle this for me? You know, and when you're being attacked by demons, actually, this happened last night. I was wondering if I was going to get a chance to tell you guys. There was, you know, there's always helicopters around here. They're going around and around. Sometimes they literally circle my place, and I try not to take it personal. So I saw this helicopter coming, and it was going that way, and all of a sudden it turned this way, and then it was head on coming literally right for me. You know, the red and light green, or the green and red light, I couldn't see anymore, and all of a sudden I could only see the red light. It was boom, head on. There was some kind of friggin' attachment to the helicopter, a bloody attachment, a black thing, like a shadow thing attached to it. I couldn't figure out what it was. I couldn't see it anymore once it was coming head on for me. And when it was coming head on, I just put my hands in the air like this, and I was breathing, and my intention was to take, you know, if they were sending me energy or energy weapons or whatever it was, or even if that's just my imagination, it had nothing to do with me whatsoever, it was fine. But what I did at that point was receive the energy they were sending me, because anytime somebody attacks you, they're actually sending you energy. Now, it doesn't feel like that. It can feel like shame. It can feel like, you know, the pain of a hit. It can feel like a threat, all of that kind of thing, which is why we need to learn how to manage and let go of our programming that gets triggered by all of that stuff. So instead, I went into full-on power mode. I received what they had. It brought this incredible energy into my body. I felt fantastic. And then I saw the helicopter, of course, veer off. It's not going to come straight from my balcony. And on the veering off, it was creating a black hole kind of shadow on the cloud behind it. Now, that's not a shadow from the city, right? I've never in my life seen that. It's not that that could have created a black hole shadow, right? It was just out of this world. Like, what in God's name was I looking at? And then when I saw it again circle the other side, and then that black shadow thing appeared to be in the front of it. So it shifted and shaped, and hey, I could have been hallucinating, but in the meantime, that was weird. But the whole point being that you can take the energy of what you experience in the public and receive it. I'm going to say this out loud, so I'll do it myself. We are on a very strange timeline. They've told us they're going to lock us down again September 7th. Now, like, we're open for these days, and the race is kind of on to just get shit done. So, missing all kinds of comments. Hello, Zulu1, nice to see you. Ryan Haltman is here. Jeffrey Lane, people need to be shaken out of apathy. Yeah, I wish that worked, to shake people out of apathy. I really wish that worked. I wish it worked so much, and it doesn't, you know. So what can you do with people in apathy is be available to people who are not in apathy, who are up the scale a little higher, at least in grief, maybe in fear, maybe in lust for freedom and truth and change. Maybe they're angry. There's a lot of us angry out there. That's way higher energy than apathy. Never mind people in courage, right? So those are the people you want to reach and connect with, who already have some kind of energetic stand. The people in apathy, you know, unless they're your blood, even when they're your blood, you really cannot work on them on that. They're not feeling, right? It's blank. There's no existence in it. And it's an off-ramp. It's what we do to ourselves when we feel like we can't win or have a breakthrough or get any good results at all, right? We go into apathy, and it's not an option right now. Despair is not really an option, but you got to let that shit come up in order to let it go. And where was I? I was on my balcony, if you're asking about the helicopter thing. Yeah, just outside here. Hello, Contraption. Nice to see you. Land, law, land, air, water. They think they rule it all. Rules for me. None for them, unless no with meaning and action is in human family's lexicon. Beth is rocking it again. Thank you, Contraption. I appreciate that. Yeah, they don't actually create the rules. They really don't. God creates the rules. This is the trap. This is the thing that we get into. Someone says, oh, it's illegal not to do that. And you need to know the difference between legal and lawful. Two very different things. One is based on God's law, natural law, the things that cannot be changed. It doesn't matter what you do, or it doesn't matter what statutes or orders or acts or bullshit they author, it actually has no jurisdiction over you. But you need to know exactly how to operate so you don't put yourself in their jurisdiction. That is the main thing. So Looks like it went through. It looks like it went through, David. Okay, well, I don't believe it, but I will believe it when I see it, for sure. Hello, love and the light. Nice to see you. FDA approved in closed meeting. No open discussion. Dirty as hell. Yeah, exactly. Speaking of no open discussion, there's a meeting tomorrow with our local school trustees who are supposedly there to create a safe environment for our kids, and nothing to do with the boogeyman, of course. They are the trustees of these children, and the meeting apparently will not be recorded. It's not allowed to be recorded. Well, guess what? We're going to be screen recording that talk. I'm not giving the talk at this one. It's going to be another one, but we're going to screen record it. A friend, colleague of mine is going to be talking, and we're going to make it go viral. They cannot hide this stuff. Right? They cannot hide what people are saying. They want to hide it from other parents. They scheduled my friend colleague to the very end of the meeting so nobody else will be able to ask a question and they won't have to answer to any of that stuff, right? It's the heat is on, and you can really get things changed by tenaciously moving forward. That's what Lena Poo said, the persistence and the follow-through, the keep going. Don't think that just sending one notice out is going to do anything. You need to follow through and stay on it. You'll definitely not hold a protest sign. You'd be alone, but it would just read no. Yeah, no was my first word, Singe Man. And yikes, helicopter. I know. Hello, Amanda Yeats. Nice to see you. Your governor deemed farmers markets essential. Oh, that's lovely of them. So if the supply chain is a hiccup, making great connections for supplies, that's good. Yeah, let's see what happens to those farmers markets. I haven't been allowed in one. Now that restrictions have been lifted for a time, I could have been going, but luckily we got lots of food stuff handled, and you need to have food stuff handled too. That's, I'm not just spreading fear porn here, but that's just the reality of it. Hello, Shannon LeGros. Nice to see you. Rob Cleveland is here. And be thankful you don't live in Connecticut and Yale, New Haven, skull and bones. A lot of things. Your father was a military Freemason, drove tanks for the Korean War. Your aunt worked in, wow, intense. Steffi P is here. Yay. I think we're doing Bitches Brew next Sunday. So definitely tune in. That might be on Rose's channel or my channel. I'm not sure. Your aunt was a witch and worked at the Pentagon for years. You have stories. Wow, Jeffrey, yeah, that must be intense. High-level alchemy with all that energy absorption technique. Yeah, just have to remember to do it. That's the only thing. They're giving you energy. How can we all remember? By reminding each other on a regular basis. Hello, Candace C. Lovely you're here. Vonich, stock up on beans. I know, that's all I can think of. Beans and rice. Kind of crazy. But, fermentation is good. The food only lasts maybe 3 to 6 months. Canning, of course. I don't like canning, but that's going to be the way it's going to go for a while. Dehydrating foods, of course, they store very, very well if you get them to the right amount of moisture in there. And how does the virus know when it's September 7th? Exactly, right? All this time along, they've been able to supposedly predict everything. And, oh yeah, we're in the fourth wave. And as of September 7th, we're going to need to lock down, right? Just, ongoing. What a shit show we are in. Smart virus can read the calendar. Exactly. So yes, some people may be depressed. In fact, apathy and depression are practically the same thing. It is the same state. And that's one to wrestle with. I have a long history of depression in my family. It doesn't affect me the same way it did them. I've never gone on medication for it, but there's certainly dips and lulls and places where I just, numb out myself. But it never lasts more than, if it lasts 24 hours, that would be a very long time for me because I am determined not to stay in that place. But we really do need each other's help. My own coach is AWOL right now. Damn it. But apathy and depression, practically the same thing. It's crazy. And then they go and drug those people for depression, which sends them further into numbness and apathy because that's exactly what it does. It takes your feelings away. And your feelings are very important. Like, think about the helicopter and the attack. It's the same thing. You are going to feel attacked by your own emotions, by your own thoughts, and by those ones that are probably being transmitted too. Every night before I go to sleep, I hear voices. Now, I'm not trying to tell you I'm hearing voices but I hear voices. I'm tuning into something that's not mine. It's not me. These are not my voices. And always pray for protection when we go into deep sleep. The Nag Hammadi scripture says exactly that. To not let your guard down even in deep sleep. That doesn't mean to sleep with vigilance, because you'll never get a good sleep that way. I know for a fact. But yeah, so that's a lot of topics at the same time. Thanks everyone for coming today. I'm so happy to have you. The channels are definitely growing. If you're new to this channel, I am a purpose, a business, and an archetype coach. I help people to get past their fears of doing things that they likely already know how to do, but they're not doing them for one reason or another. I help people to build businesses so that they can take their life purpose, their passion, their values for freedom and truth, truthers only, by the way, and to build a service out of that so that they can help people in a way that's professional, and they don't have to feel like a split personality, and they don't have to go to work in a place that is going to make them harm themselves in order to maintain their income. On that note, also, the Journey Code Coaching Certification Program is coming up on starting the 13th of September. It's going to go 7 months, right? So we're planning for the future here. And believe there are two or three spots left. My program says two, but it might be three. And if you would like to have a conversation with me with absolutely no obligation whatsoever, just to talk about the possibility, if that's something you've thought of for yourself already, then there's a link below the show notes that say, let me know you'd like to chat about the program coming up in September, and we can jump on a call for that. So yeah, seasonal is gone permanently from any relation to illness or virus. True story, Steffi. Vonage said the one funding the jabs in 1918 was Frederick Gates. Who'd have guessed? I don't know who that is. Love and the light. Some people here who've done the deal are starting to ask questions about lack of numbers. That's good. Yeah, I think they're really struggling to get their numbers. All of the so-called incentives, right? Vax to win. When I saw that billboard, I almost fell down. I'm like, are you guys serious? And are you guys buying this? Right? But they are vax to win. They're letting themselves be bribed by the devil. That's how it's going to go. We're all going to receive some very special offer from the devil. I can't wait until mine comes so I can turn the devil down. Now, it's a little scary, because what is the devil going to be bargaining with? Right? If I'm fearless and I'm willing to die for this, to die in honor, in truth, in integrity, because this spiritual war has to be won, it is time. I came here for this. You know, I'd rather stick around to be of service and to enjoy God's earth, but I don't think it's going to be my last chance around. And, you know, wait for those offers. The offers are coming every single day. And those offers are not set in stone. You can rebut every single offer in commerce, right? So negotiate, go back and forth. Oh my God, you guys are commenting a lot. This is awesome. Thank you, Jeffrey. I appreciate it. That's right. Pet food and meals. I know pets. Darn. Hello, Justin. Yeah, pets. Oh man, pets. Tell ya, I'm beside myself. One of my cats could fend for themselves, and the other is a princess. Yeah, smart virus. I know. Jack the Giant Slayer is here. You have a pressure canner. That's excellent. We were using one on the other day. It's a pain in the neck, and yet I think it works well. Apparently, if you have two of them, it's even better. So you can get a little assembly line going. God has given you the ability since you were 30 to light without words. So I use your imagination like a bright light in a room and radiate confidently. I never thought to absorb. Amazing. Beautiful. That's awesome. I was listening to the Unslaved podcast the other day with Chance Garton, who might be here still, and the previous one before it. And one of the little tidbits I got from Michael Tsarian, who I really want to interview, but I'll put that on the back burner right now because I think he's totally busy. Yeah, so he was saying that, like, psychic vampires, that archetype of the vampire that some people really truly embody or disembody is probably a better way to say that. Those evacuated people that they don't have their own energy, and they are pulling energy from you, but how they were doing it is by pumping you full of their stuff. Now, how do you know they're pumping you full of their stuff, and it's got that vampiric effect? And I recommend going to Unslaved to listen to these podcasts. Is you're losing your energy. You're losing your lifeblood. It's doing this. You're not gaining energy from being around them, as nice as they might be, or as even, in service as they might be, or giving you hopium as they might be. So you have to turn to yourself as the authority, your own energy, the way it goes up and down. And of course, you need to discriminate. Is it really truly going down because of that person, or is it something you are suppressing and holding on to that's sucking the life out of you? And then you can, and I think I was going to make this point earlier, just like the airplanes and all the other attacks and the media and the police and the government and the corporations, the same way you can harvest their energy, you can harvest the energy of the inner attacks, right? So if it's an all-out demonic attack, or it's just your feelings you don't want to have, or thoughts you don't want to have, or maybe you're fortunate to actually see the programming you don't want to have, it is full of your energy. Same with a so-called virus. Doesn't exist without you, although that's a whole other rabbit hole I won't go into right now. And when you know this for sure, that those things that feel like attacks on the inner side carry your life energy, they're a sign, right? You get afraid, you get angry, you get apathetic for a reason, because it's saying like, hey, this pain is to represent the fact that your energy is tied up, and please come for it. Please come for it. What does that mean to go all the way through it, to receive it, to not resist it? I'm talking to myself about this. We need a lot of reminders these days, or I do at least. And it's got to that point. I've caught myself in overwhelm. What do I do when I'm overwhelmed? I make ferments. I clean my kitchen. I clean up after the cats. That's my go-to overwhelm kind of a thing. And Flattoberfest, yes, I would love to be there as usual. My spirit will be there. And the world, yes, so much trauma, collective trauma. You got it, Steffi. We're needing to heal from trauma on a regular basis. It's been a kind of crying weekend for me, but that's all good. I got that energy back and I feel amazing. Hello, Doc Michael. Nice to see you. Shannon had a few dreams where she repelled out of a massive amount of energy that shook walls and windows. They didn't come at you like that anymore. Amazing. What a great example, Shannon, right? That's exactly what I'm talking about. They're telling the masses to wait their turn. Yeah, they just create hunger for something, right? They create lack. That's how Satanists roll. It's all they know. Hopium is lack. It is lack, right? You become a vacuum for something outside of yourself to happen, right? You're sucking it in, but you're not taking in energy. You're evacuating yourself. And when you evacuate yourself, all that shit can get in you. You make holes in yourself. And no matter where it's coming from, even if it's just the collective ethers, maybe you're not watching TV or going in public or doing any of those crazy things. But, we need to do the opposite. We need to be full. We need to be completely embodied in our flesh, in our bones, what God gave us as the cure for all this bullshit, right? That's where you're going to find it. And so, yeah, they create demand. That's how corporations offer their products. These are all products that are being offered. Now, offers are contracts on their end, not on your end, right? If you don't consent to that contract and you state in writing that that's the case, and you start negotiating like, well, I'll only take that if you prove to me that it's safe and you assume all liability, right? That's how you negotiate. You don't just take what they say. And yeah, I mean, how many, I heard there's going to be an injection every 3 months. You sign up for one, you've signed up for 3 months. For 3 months. For what? Eternity? Or until you drop dead, until your kids can't have kids, until you don't have kids, whatever it is. So Amanda, I helped you take the leap. Can't say enough. Aw, that's great. Amanda, congratulations for leaping. Yay. Share more with us if you can. That's so good. You had songs sent to me when you walk up, the songs play in your head. Total Eclipse of the Heart was playing when you woke up one morning. Interesting. Yeah, I just heard Crow talking about worms. And it's so interesting, like song worms, when they get in your head. It's one of the reasons that I write music. I haven't done a whole lot of writing of music in the last years now. I've been focused on other things, but I want my own songs in my head because I'm very careful how I word them. And when those worms are there, I want them to be useful to me. So I've been listening to somebody else's music for a little bit just to cry to, Sheena Grob, and now I got her song worms in my head. I'd be interested to talk to Crow about that in particular. And yeah, there's a lot of forums out there flying around. I hope they're, speaking of hopium, I hope they're useful. But you can't just send it and hope that it works for itself. It doesn't. You're the one who's working. It's your intention, right? That is your intention behind it. It's your ongoing diligence. It's your willingness to go the distance and make them go silent. So they literally stop writing back to you. That means that your claim wins when they give up communication. So, hello, Flatacord Music. Nice to see you. And you can't wait and see much longer. Well, that's the thing, right? You can't wait. There's no waiting. It's not the 11th hour anymore. It's the 12th hour. We are there. And hello, Rob Cleveland. Nice to see you. Brother-in-law starting to roll over in his sleep. Okay, I don't know what that means. Hello, Gordon Hamill. Nice to have you here on the stream. We need to form homestead communities. This is the thing. This is the main thing we need to create. You know, aside from the responses to the offers that are out there, yes, this is the full-on. I've spent a lot of time clocking hours on this project in the past months, and it's all extremely on purpose. And I heard Lena Poo say it on the Crow 777 yesterday, is that those who are willing to put their hands in the soil and get dirty will be rewarded for that. So there's a symbolic meaning there, and there's a literal meaning there too. That's why, you know, I blew my knees out, by the way. My knees are a little screwed. It's been a couple of weeks now. I did a few too many squats in the garden, I tell you. Now they're complaining, but hey, I can bend over, no problem. You ain't gonna stop me. I just planted 100 little lettuces. See how those take. It's been nothing but rain here after our drought. Now they're promising floods. Lovely, right? They're gonna, if they can't get a real stronghold with the jab, they're gonna get a stronghold with weather weapons. I think you guys all know that. And it can help you cry. Yeah, you can help me cry. Thanks, Flatacord Music. I appreciate that. Yeah, sometimes the music does it. It just gets right to your heart center and brings that stuff. You're not crying, you're crying. Punches you in the arm. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, oh my gosh. You don't understand how people can eat ice cream and pizza at night and then go to the gym. Yep, that's true. You had a vision about a new parallel of our society. That's lovely. Hey, that's great when that gets in your dreams. So good. So good. Anyway, I wasn't going to come on for a long time. You feel bad for people in BC. Yeah, they're doing it to everyone. Australia off the charts. My heart absolutely goes out to you guys. And let's see what Jeffrey... Yeah, Jeffrey, that was kind of mean, so I won't show that comment. But and you love fasting now. I know we're all kind of practicing fasting, right? Just in case. I know I've got myself down to pretty fine. I couldn't take off. Not that I was taking off weight, but I couldn't lose any more than I. So I'm pretty low maintenance right now. It doesn't take a lot of food to keep me going and live on breath, live on energy, live on inspiration, live on sheer will. If you didn't catch my stream about will versus want, I highly recommend that one. I don't know why it didn't make its way into the algorithms. Surprise, surprise, why? But I think that's a really big clue and key. If you can get past the wanting is the deepest level of programming there is. Want equals lack. That is the satanic cabal system. To give you the illusion that there is a lack. Now, this is not God's creation. God doesn't create lack. It's all add. Doesn't matter what it is. Even when your body dies and starts to decay and go into the earth, it's adding to the earth, right? There's no actual death. The only reason they've got everybody hypnotized is because everybody's afraid to die. They have no connection with an afterlife. They have no connection. I mean, I don't know what afterlife means. I went through what I thought was my own death, and it was joy and peace.
on the other side, right? So I came back, so I don't know, obviously that wasn't the real thing, but it certainly gave me a lot of confidence that we don't need to fear that stuff. Now, having said that, that fear is there anyway. And I thought I faced my death 20 years ago. I have to face my death every single bloody day. This is the work that we're doing. It's a tall order. So you might be one of those king heroes that suppresses that stuff, and you might be somebody who realizes you can't go on suppressing that stuff. It's not creating power and strength for you. It's sucking the life out of you. You need to know how to actually transmute, like Chance said, to alchemically transform that which appears to be the attack and the enemy into free energy, which its true nature is in the first place is. But if you don't experience that, if you don't know that firsthand, not hearsay, you can't listen to me say it. You have to actually discover this for yourself. You have to see it. You have to prove it to yourself. You know, like I said, in 8 minutes, I went from like totally suffering, intense suffering, and definitely not getting to sleep, flipped it on its head, and peacefully went to sleep. So this shit works when you use it. Yes, they are hammering, right? So they're hammering, they're attacking that, they're giving us a lot of energy. Let's start taking that stuff and using it for good purposes. Prove it to yourself. That's it. Keep proving it to yourself. Keep demonstrating your power. Even if it's just little things, maybe you're stuck in depression or apathy and you just ask yourself, well, could I make my bed? Could I take a shower? Could I have a decent meal? Little things. Don't worry about big things when you're coming up. Just take little baby steps. Once you take one baby step, the next baby step is going to appear. So much knowledge comes from action, and people are afraid to make the wrong move. Well, you're never going to know. You'll be stuck in fear. You're never going to know if that was a right move or a wrong move unless you start taking it. And God's not trying to trip you up. That's Satan. So you'll see right away and pray for guidance. Is this a true path or not? I've been down a lot of rabbit holes. You know, Wednesday, I'm going to be hosting Daniel Terry is how he would like to be known. He is the host of angeliclaw.com, if you want to look that up. We're just about to post this stream. And he's an expert in allodium land title. This means, in brief, that you are basically free and clear in your land, and the government cannot come and take it out from underneath you. And they can't make you get a permit and a license to put another building on your land. And they can't come and just say, oh, we need your land for war times now, right? Which is how the emergency use authorization actually flies in the face of all of our so-called land rights, where they can come and remove all property, including, guess what's property? You and your body. But apparently allodium land title trumps all of that. So I am not putting my hope in this, but I'm going to see if the claims are true. I'm not going to be mean, but I'm going to be asking some hard questions. We don't need any more hopium. That's it. Don't send us any more hopium. We want facts. We want proof. And, by all appearances, this is a very good lead, and it's a Canadian lead, right? We got a lot of great Americans out there taking a lot of action. Canada's a little different, but, this does seem to be a good thing. So do join us live Wednesday at 2 p.m. Central. It might be as long as 3 hours he's willing to give me to go into great depth and detail. I believe he has not gone public in any way with this yet. He has a number of people that he works for, but has never been on the airwaves. So prayer equals energy healing, totally. And sometimes you feel hopeless. Yeah, so that's energy. It's waiting for you. That hopelessness, it's a feeling. Just means that your energy's tied up in there. And you can tell your energy's tied up because you're losing energy, losing happiness. And Bear Lando also is going to be coming on the Choose Freedom Law Summit. If you haven't signed up yet, I'll be a broken record on that one and invite you to do that. So many people are getting their bearings in law. And that's a really good thing. And they're scared of that. They're terrified of that, right? We had a controlled op guy come through the summit Telegram group, of which that's amazing. There's more than 1,000 people signed up there, chatting there. And he was trying to convince us that paperwork was dangerous in law and everyone should come over and sing along to his bowls, his healing bowls and stuff like that. And he was like a little Pied Piper trying to take everybody with him. You probably heard me talk about it if you're up on my streams. And all that said to me, that made me realize that, in fact, paperwork is very powerful, right? Intent is more powerful than paper. So paper by itself is nothing. You could just set fire to it. It would be gone and done. But paper with powerful intent and consciousness, done in honor with your clean hands, right? It was tempting yesterday. We found this amazing quote for a notice. And then it said, but the quote started with the words, in my limited experience. And I was so tempting to just leave out in my limited experience so we could use this other killer quote, like everybody else did in a headline, by the way, and thought it through. It's like, no, that's not total honor. We're not going to go there. And so my colleagues talked me out of it. They kept me honest. And that's a good thing. That's what we need to do for each other at this point. Flat. Sometimes my comedy is overlistic. Okay, I don't get that. Empty bowls offer little. True enough. Exactly. You found businesses can legally require proof of vax, but must provide a way to serve you. Yeah, they must. And yet sometimes they don't, because the corporations are really the ones running things. It's not the governments. The governments answer to the corporations, right? If we want rain, our premier has to get a certain number of people jabbed. Now we got rain. There must have been we might have hit some critical number of some kind. Now the rain is too late for most farmers, of course, but not too late. I know giving sound healers a bad name. I'm sorry. Not that I was, but yeah, that guy. I know exactly. And I swear he drew me in with the new agey stuff. And that's not to put down sound healing, because I know it's a real thing. I do a lot of it with my voice in particular. That's my favorite form of sound healing, because you have that instrument 100% of the time. And, but he came at me from the new age angle first and then went on the attack to try to Pied Piper our people out of there and make them scared of paperwork, right? So they probably went back in my history and saw that I'm into yoga and mantras and all this kind of stuff. And they tried to seduce me with the new agey stuff. It doesn't work. I'm not very seducible at all with that stuff. I've pretty much cleansed all the new agey stuff out of my work. Archetypes might sound new agey. They are not. Deprogramming might sound new age. It's not. It is matter of fact. If you want freedom and you're willing to do the courageous thing, go through your inner hell, and it's not that hard. It will seem hard until you do it, and it doesn't have to take long. It will just threaten you that it has to take a long time. Then you're going to see what you're made of. You're going to see who you really actually are. And it's a clear choice. Either you want freedom or you don't want freedom and you're going to wait for next lifetime. It's a clear choice. You go through the door or you don't go through the door. You get your energy back or you sacrifice it to the devil, right? Where the devil can use it to do more devilly things. Yep, we're seriously channeling rage the other day. I was so mad I vacuumed. It's like, oh man. You need Underground Railroad. Yes, Underground Railroads, exactly. It's true. There's a great song, One Night I Dreamed. I sang that for my channel a while back. Deprogramming is the key. Exactly. I teach this. There are specific methods. It's not that hard. Do you want to help other people do it too? You can have both functions fulfilled, doing your own deprogramming and learning to help other people do it over the course of the 7-month program, Journey Code Coaching Certification. Sadly, there's no link to the actual program there. It's just a link to have a chat with me. But what I can do is pop a link, if I can find it really fast, to the actual details. A little bit of an oversight. Let me see how fast I can do this. Mamiya says I'm amazing and everything I'm saying is resonating. How fantastic is that? So pass it on. Go and speak to people. It's time to talk. It's time, listening is good. I'm so glad you're here. I'm totally honored by your presence. But if you have a voice, I don't care if you're talking to one person or you're talking to half a dozen people or 100 people or hundreds or thousands of people, it doesn't matter. Go and speak and be of service to your people, right? We can't shake those people that want to sleep awake. We just can't. But they're waking themselves up. They're waking up in a really hard time. Imagine if you were waking up right now. Oh my God, how traumatic and traumatizing would that be? Not good. So that's why people need assistance. They actually need our help. We're here for them, right? We've been doing this for a while. We have our strength. We're not as fragile. I know I was super fragile before, but I am not fragile anymore. So here's a link to Journey Code. This is the coaching certification program where you can get your work done and learn how to help other people do their work as well. So speak it exactly. Serve to others and not self. That's right. Yeah, it's a beautiful way to take care of yourself is to serve others. Now you can't let yourself go. I know I got very low last week. Rose, I love you too. So great to have you here. I got really, really low, lower than I've been in a long time last week. And I was just literally going in every direction but here. And I had to turn it around. I had to slow down. I had to start, you know, making meals for myself and going and getting the food that I need and taking care of some of my own stuff. I'm still staying up way too friggin' late. If anyone has a cure for that, let me know. But oh my gosh, I don't know what this is. Hello, Ben Krupa. Nice to see you. Great opportunity for people who get fired. Yes. Yeah, it is. It actually is, Rose. Like it's not to lack sympathy or empathy for that hardship. I know it's huge when you're supporting not just yourself, but a family. But Babylon is kicking us out. We're not welcome there anymore, right? It's time to take the matters into your own hands. We've always, in my estimate, we've always had to do this, but we've been looked after by a nanny state, by nanny jobs, by people that say, oh, if you do our bidding, if you tell us, if you just tell me what to do and tell me when to show up and how to dress and how to talk, then you get to have a living in exchange for that. Well, for the most part, you're tied up for 8, 10, 12 hours a day. You're beholden to them. You're under their jurisdiction. You have to follow their policies or you don't get to have that job. Now, Rose, I don't know if you're aware of people who are fighting back. It can be done. Depends on you and your employer. There are a ton of notices. And Rose, guess what? I connected with Lena Poo yesterday, and she replied immediately in the wee hours of the morning. She's obviously up as well and is agreeing to come on a stream. So I still have to confirm, but I think it's going to be Friday. And I'm hosting Daniel Terry Wednesday about Allodium land title, about income tax and the bankrupt countries, G7 countries, and why people actually do not have to pay their taxes and how to strategically do that as well. We'll likely have him on the Law Summit as well. In fact, I'm sure we will. So that could be up to 3 hours. You're going to want to get your popcorn. It won't be that kind of entertainment. Have your notebook and your pen handy. And Lena is a OG. What does OG mean? Shit, what's OG? Okay, tell me what OG is. I don't know what this. I don't know that acronym. I think I should. Lena's awesome. It'll be great to hear the conversation. Yeah, she hits the nail on the head. I'm so glad you pointed me towards that latest Crow 777 episode. I invite everybody to go and tune in if you haven't already. I'm sure you guys have, but Crow 777, incredible resource. They go deeper and deeper. Crow and Jason have become so knowledgeable. Rose has become incredibly knowledgeable. We've all become an original gangster. Oh, excellent. Thank you for that. And we've all become vetters, right? Because there's too much hopium out there. We've been poisoned by the hopium. And left to just lay in a puddle and not be able to think anything for ourselves, imagining that someone has it handled for us. Lena Poo doesn't have it handled for you. Crow 777 doesn't have it handled for you, but we can use them as resources for information, for connections. The Law Summit, there's a huge amount of resource in there that you can get your information. Original gangster, you guys said it like 100 times. That's so fun. There you go. There you go. Thanks for all that assistance. See, as a team, we can figure out one acronym. I love it. So good. Steffi P, lots of love to you. I think I have to get going. I've got something in 5 minutes, 6 minutes. The ice cream store is out of control. Yeah, there you go. So busy getting ready for autumn. You're behind on everything else. I know. All right. Well, I think I have to call it for today. I love you guys. Don't be victims of hopium. You know, turn to the source for hope. That's true hope. That's not evacuation. Putting your hope in something outside of yourself, it's going to fill you up. You're going to feel completely embodied and inspired. That's how you know the difference. Be your own hope. Create hope for others. Do things that inspire others and give people energy. So thank you very much. Ben, I really appreciate that. Feel free to share this out. Thank you to everyone who has been doing that. I imagine, who knows what the real numbers are out there. Who cares? We're just going to keep going until they stop us, and then we're going to find some new way to keep on going. All right. Have a great and beautiful rest of your day. Bye for now. Love you too, Cliff Burton. And Rob Cleveland and Billington O'Bear and Shannon LeGras.